Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome back to the podcast, Bald and the Beautiful. So happy you're joining. Welcome, Trixie.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Oh my God.
Pleasurable.
Oh!
Pleased.
Oh!
Happy.
Excited.
That's Woo! Tea. So listen up, divas. We're getting hunty here because we're about to serve slay and fierce it up for
with,
you.
With the divas and the honeys. Can I tell you about something? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start off strong here.
Do
I'm
it.
Wait, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, wait.
Blah, 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 blah. Holocaust denial, blah, blah, blah. COVID denial, ha, blah, blah.
Do you
blah.
Like trivia? That was my strong opening. Shit.
Oh, just an open-ended general question. Yeah. Love it.
You do? Do you like going to trivia?
I don't like to go, but I like to participate from home. Trivial Pursuit was a game I grew up being able to play.
Oh, okay, but like you don't like to go to bar trivia or something?
No. They never have the right kind of soft pretzel, and I don't drink alcohol. What's the point?
You're wrong on that. Bar 10, which is now High Tops in West Hollywood, has a soft pretzel.
Big hots.
They have nachos.
Big hots.
Soft pretzels, chicken sandwiches,
with the chunky
chips,
salt.
Fries.
They got chunky salt that sticks to it.
Yeah, and they do trivia. I've never gone, but I've recently been asked to go to trivia a lot. And I keep not going, but then I keep going, why don't I go to that? It's like a happy hour with an actual activity. That sounds fun.
Also sounds like a great way to meet a lovely dame.
Well, we recently got a question on our Substack, which anybody wants to follow, gooped our Substack. It's very, very funny. Mm-hmm. We got a question about how to meet people that's not Tinder.
Yes.
And I almost said
that's exactly what I was just thinking about. That's what I was thinking about.
Trivia.
Activities out in public.
What do you think about that? I mean, I think it's a great question she asked on Substack. I actually haven't answered it yet.
Me neither.
But let's
I started to.
But what do you think is a good for people who are, let's say you're sober, or let's say you, I don't know, a lot.
No, you're an adult. You're an adult professional person.
You don't want to go on a date based on blacking out or based on loud music you can't talk.
Yeah.
What are the ways for adults to meet?
Well, so yeah, like if, I think it's, the key is activity public, because there's too much pressure and it's not a great like display of character to see one-on-one activity. You know what I mean? Like a date is not, I can't tell if you're good because you're just trying to be your best self and I'm the only audience. I'm going to see how you interact with others.
That is a really good point.
You know?
Seeing the way people interact with others
really
can get the boner going or not going.
Are they funny? Are they like attention hogs? Are they insecure? Are they like a little too much? Do they sweat a lot? You know, things like that.
Do people like them?
Yes. Are they generally well received or are people fawning over them? Do you pay those people to be there?
I read this article in Men's Health magazine. Did I ever tell you about this? About the most liked man in America?
It's according to who?
The algorithm of Tinder.
Oh,
he was the most swiped right.
Oh, he was bland.
And
he was Bob
wasn't
regular.
Gorgeous.
No, he's Bob regular.
He wasn't that rich, that gorgeous, that tall, that fit, whatever.
The median, the mean.
But he followed a few rules that he was like, this is how you get the likes. One of them was change your picture weekly. Because people are always updating, and if they kind of recognize your face, they don't take the time. He's like, you always change your pictures.
This is a serial killer giving advice, by the way.
But the other thing he said was, never look him in the eye.
Yeah. Don't, wet dead flesh is a no-go on
Wait
the timeline.
Wait till you get home before you stab. Stabby, stabby. No, he also says something amazing, which is women really respond to pictures of men where they are
holding
friends with other women.
Oh, okay.
Because women feel comfortable around men that women seem to feel comfortable around.
Serial killer.
Yes, serial it did seem killer. Like baiting.
I know what women want, and they want me on Machu Picchu.
Is that what Mel Gibson was
a large
talking about?
Fish.
Mel Gibson was what women want, right? Helen Hunt?
What women want, yeah. What women want.
Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt wants a facelift.
Helen Hunt and what women want.
Yeah? Helen Hunt. Wah, 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 wah.
No consonants.
But back to what I was saying. Yeah. You see someone interact in the wild, and it tells you a lot more than them just talking to you.
Okay, perhaps. However, on apps, dating apps and such, hookup apps especially, why is your profile picture with a woman? Gay man? Hi, gay.
No, in this picture, he was like at a social setting with
totally.
Women, female friends, coworkers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I vibe with the ladies.
That it wasn't is him with message. Like, look at my bitches. It wasn't that.
Look at these hot tubes
hot
and cans.
Sluts. Hot slutty bitches. Look at their boobs.
Hot sex tubes with hair.
Boobs and holes. You know, I've been watching a lot more straight porn too. I'm really interested when the man jerks off the woman, or the woman jerks off another woman, or the woman jerks off herself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of friction, a lot of action, a lot of speed.
Sure. And then when the wet comes out, when the wet comes out and sprays.
Well, I don't believe in that, because when Annie Cruz told
you
us
don't
it's
believe
usually
in that.
Annie Cruz told us a lot of the times in porn, they're faking it and it's urine.
Okay, yeah.
So she said, don't believe everything you see.
But this is just me watching. I don't have to guzzle it down, like hoping not
to get
pissed.
I have to run a test. I have to do urinalysis.
There's going
to
be a lab tech in the frame while she's sanding down her fucking, her pussy hole.
I'm doing a pee test. I'm doing a smell test, a taste test. I'm checking it out.
As a consumer, even as a potential partner, I'm not mad at a little bit of pee. I'm not mad at a lot of pee.
Urine.
Because it's
semen. Semen contains
more
a percent
dirt.
Of pee.
Yeah. Semen has more dirt in it than pee has. So take that down the bank.
I don't know if what you just said was true, but I'm going to go with it because I'm yes-anding.
Yes. And then, and I will say, go to the bank.
Yes, yes,
cash
yes.
some checks.
Speaking of
a diva.
I got the Easy Bear Lovin' hat on from Teddy Bear, who we had on the pod.
Oh, cool.
I saw a picture of him and he did a 23andMe and he found out that he was a big part Neanderthal.
Oh, well, that explains
and
a lot.
And he was like, that makes
the
a lot
knuckle
sense.
Dragging and the no fat.
Yeah, the huge overbite.
Yeah, yeah. But not one sentence. Didn't really speak any language.
Do you remember when he walked in here with a club and hit me over the head like a cartoon?
Dragging some hot bitch.
Great way to meet women.
Caveman.
Hit them on the head. If a guy hit me on the head with a club and dragged me back to his house, honestly, I know I'm kind of submissive and kind of a bottom, but
he'd
I'd be like,
it.
He made
he
a move. Honestly, he made a move. A guy who's not afraid to make a move.
He made a move. Hold on. I'm just checking on the food because I am.
We ordered some food today. We got some Thai food. Where did we order from?
Joom Bangkok Cafe.
Kati has a lot more like experiment. You're more into exciting flavors and textures than I am.
I love spicy.
I'm about bland food usually.
I'm simple, but I'm spicy. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like, I'm very picky. I'm very prohibitively particular. It's very annoying. I'm not proud of it. I don't like any condiments, but I love things to be high impact, flavorful and spicy.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Other activities to meet people. Sports. When I played kickball,
low
lots
stakes,
of people meeting
sports,
each
though.
Other at sports.
Yes. Yes. Church. If you're into church, good for you because go and get them.
Those kids are just sitting there.
Married. Let me tell you, these new age evangelical Christian churches that are not churches. They're in the Radisson. They're in these strange, gorgeous looking buildings. Mosaic.
The ads know, the that say like, would Jesus wear jeans at church? We're not a normal church.
No, we're not your granny's church, honey. Well, it's like that lady who rapped Tamara Lowe. It's like, you know, if you want to be a survivor in this amazing race, you need for speed, you need God's grace, all that stuff. That's these people. That's a mega church. But anyways, I went one night into one of these places, Mosaic, because I was like, I got to see what the tea is. Everybody's
character study.
Hot.
Rich?
Nobody was gay.
Rich? Probably rich.
They looked well-to-do. They looked like Orange County or something. And not one gay, because I lorded for quite a while.
How rich?
I don't know. How can
Holy
how
Spirit
rich can
activate?
You tell kids?
Holy Spirit activate?
Holy Spirit activate is the level of rich.
Holy Spirit activate. Holy Spirit activate.
This was a mix and mingle.
Oh.
It wasn't like some tent revival or whatever. It was like a mix and mingle on a Friday night.
It was like a mixer. lock-in. It was a lock-in.
It was a sit-in. People were protesting during hunger strikes.
Honestly, some people are really fat and they should be more hungry. Strike. That's what they were doing. Hot LA
people. Is
that
what a hunger strike is? It's a fat roast?
They're like, honestly, at my winter weight, you guys should have all striked me. And you did it.
So people who are on hunger strike are just making... that makes a lot more sense. That sounds fun.
It's
possible.
No,
but listen. So the Mosaic, for example, was this new... You know, it's like they get bands to like sing Christ rock or God rock or whatever you call it. And the clientele is hot, sexy, fly, and beautiful. Not one gay, because I would have been recognized. Sorry to say it. I would have been recognized. Nobody was checking for me at all.
You are the gaydar.
I was, yeah. I was the litmus test or the cowbell or whatever.
When they're trying to find out people are gay in the CSI.
Yeah.
The CIA.
The CSI.
They hook them up to a lie detector machine and they show them pictures of you in drag and they go, do you recognize this woman? Yeah. And they go, no. And it's like one sweat bulb.
Totally.
And then they start shaking.
Yeah.
Like, 2 weeks.
But they were hot. I was like, if I were a straight, God-fearing individual, this is where I would try to be. Smash that Christian pussy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. All it takes, it's kind of like how for the conservatives, all it takes is one or two gay friends in the left to completely change their point of view. It's only taken a few people in my life who firmly believe in God, who are basically normal and human, to kind of change my mind a little bit. I don't believe in God, but I used to be like, all of them must hate me.
Oh, no.
And I don't think that anymore.
No. They got bigger fish to fry. Those bigger fish being that there's a man upstairs pulling strings like a puppet. No. But people don't believe. They don't. I think most people don't even really. If you sat them down and they had to write an essay about what exactly God is, they wouldn't say it's a man. They wouldn't say it's a man in the sky.
No. Like a wizard in the wizard in a castle in the clouds.
Wizard in the castle, yeah.
Yeah.
Parquet floors? I don't know.
Trivia. I think that's a great event, and I'm going to go to one pretty soon. The only thing is, I think I've told you this. Dave and I, our third date.
What kind of trivia, though?
Well, you don't know the categories. You can't study.
It could be anything from automobiles of the 1930s to like to Indochine.
It could be anything. Well, I do kind of have a game that has some trivia on it.
You kind of have
it? We could play really quick.
Do it.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm riveted.
Plug something while we're gone. Tell them about the
trivia. Oh, my God. Listen, guys. Hi. So I've been in the market for a new set of dildos that allow me to put my balls inside a cavity, human cavity. That's when I found Baldos. Baldos is a system of a system that will allow you to place your balls into the orifice of another human being with their consent, of course. Baldos, put your balls where they belong, in some hot gash or steaming rancid shit can.
Close your legs to married men's.
Thank you.
So Drag Race sent me this. It's called Race to the Crown.
Oh.
And I think it's kind of like a Candyland that's also trivia.
Let's get it.
We don't have to play the game, but I thought we could get into some of the trivia.
I love the trivia. Because I don't know a lot of Drag Race trivia, to be honest.
Girl, me fucking
either. So it's exciting. This guy, it's exciting.
COVID.
I didn't get COVID. I was came in contact with someone and I did not get it. My body's like, not now.
This must be like a candy. We're not doing all that. This must be like a Candyland situation.
See, that doesn't. I don't like that.
There must be reading involved.
Oh, hunty.
Oh my God, do I look like?
No, you look like I should. You look like someone that I don't want to talk to.
I look like one of these people. By the way, I've been using TikTok, so I can't even make fun anymore.
No. I don't think it's. What I was going to say about TikTok earlier is that it's not. It's just the huge, enormous range of information and the things that are that you observe on TikTok are like, wow, has civilization ended and this is like a remix with 1 minute chunks? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's so outrageous.
In the future, they will promote TikToks the way they promote, like, it's the largest ship in the world, like Titanic. It'll be that budget. Can you put the crown on him? Okay, there's a rule book, but like honestly, as if we're gonna read that. I think there's some questions in here. Come on, Beverly.
Those are Baldos, hun, and you can get those at any drugstore downtown, and you can just stick your balls in them, and then they go right up the pussy.
There's a stack of cards here called Maxi Cards. Let's see. Who is the first queen to be kicked off of RuPaul's Drag Race season 7?
Who is Victoria Porkchop? Oh, season 7. Who is Tempest Dujour? That's where you have to listen to the whole question.
Correct. Yes. You know, this would be a great way to also check to see if you have some kind of dementia.
Yo, that's good. Like, who is the president? Don't even get me. Like,
name the three queens that have played Beyonce for Snatch Game.
Who is Tyra Sanchez? Who is Trinity K. Bonet? And who is Kenya Michaels?
No.
Fuck.
It's Tyra Sanchez, Kenya Michaels, and Asia O'Hara.
Oh. Eh. Damn. That's a hard one.
What season was the prize money upped to $100,000? These are hard.
Season 4.
It's 4.
Yes. Work, bitch. I got it. Yeah, that was a guess.
Who was the runner-up on season 9?
That would be Shea Coulee.
Peppermint. This says Peppermint. Are you calling RuPaul a liar?
I thought Sasha Velour won season 9.
She did, but I think she beat Peppermint in that lip sync. I think that
Peppermint beat Shea in that lip sync. Oh, come on. That's splitting hairs then. The runner-up?
Following rules is splitting hairs.
Oh, I guess I must have. Oh, have you got to watch the episodes now to know stuff?
Here, you can try some with
okay.
me.
Okay, cool.
Our brains are kind of atrophying, and unless I'm doing Pit Stop, I don't always catch the show. So
okay, if you don't know this, I'd be concerned. Who are the top 3 queens from season 3? I mean, that's not that hard, but it is kind of hard.
Raja, yep. Manila, and Alexis Mateo.
Yes, correct. Who did Mimi I'm First infamously pick up, dubbing the quote, drag is not a contact sport?
India Farah.
Of course. Which queen chose Jasmine Masters as her Snatch Game character?
How am I supposed... Nina Benina Brown. Was I right?
Yes, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
These are all multiple choice, by the way. I'm just
Holy Spirit, not to activate. Holy Spirit, activate.
Well, this is not exactly.
Is it a slur?
What queen did John Travolta mistake for the real Taylor Swift?
Adele Dazeem?
No.
Oh. Taylor Momsen.
J. Jolie.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm down. J. Jolie is down for 2. It says A, J. Jolie, B, Katya, C, J. Jolie, or D, Penetration.
Someone thought you were Taylor Swift.
I look exactly
Taylor
like
Swift,
her.
Taylor Swift, honey, I am so sorry.
I look exactly like her.
You look like a man named Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor Smith.
Taylor Sniff.
Yeah. Who is the first queen to leave a lipstick message on the workroom mirror?
Shangela. That's true.
Yep. Alaska and Lanisha Sparks paired up to create this life-size doll in season 5. Oh, come on. Do not look
at Miss Pancake? What is it?
Pancake. Miss Pancake.
Miss Pancake.
Mrs. Blaine's Rimple Sticks. What was the name of... Oh, this is so easy.
Miss, you know what? We can give it a wrap.
Okay, hold on. One second.
I just thought it'd be a fun activity.
Well, wasn't that fun? So maybe... I'm just kidding. Which two queens have won Snatch Game twice?
Oh.
Was it...
Who's Ginger? No.
It's Ginger's down here a lot. Is it Ginger Minjin Katya? Obviously not. Is it Ben de la Creme and Eureka? Is it Ginger Minge and Ben de la Creme? Or is it Eureka and Ginger Minge?
It's Ben de la Creme and Eureka.
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Who's when did
Ginger didn't
win
twice.
She's certainly not. No. She had a win unless in season she did. 7. No. She had a win in season 7 and she was Tammy Faye in All-Stars.
But didn't she do All-Stars again?
But that wasn't out by the time. Isn't she on like the...
Is she on the next one? I don't know.
I don't
this
think...
This has to stop. Okay, wrap okay, it up. Okay, we're giving okay. away too much insider okay, baseball.
All right, Delicious. Behind, sound like a man.
Give it up, Delicious. Well, this is a fun game. You know... Yeah,
that's good. I would sometimes I get a little bit, I don't know, fact checking. If one of those answers or one of those answer keys is incorrect, I think it upsets the whole integrity of the thing and I would throw it away.
Is this narcissistic, but do you think that we could make a board game about like...
Are you fucking kidding me? Of course we could.
Like a Candyland where it's like a trivia yes, about...
No, I would say less trivia, more fun.
Trivia is fun.
Yes, but I wouldn't want trivia that only refers to our sort of like program. I would say like, okay, if this is about a mountain biking vampire, which the trivia could be witch related. You know what
oh,
I mean?
I
like,
love that.
And then it could be like, it doesn't, your knowledge of trivia in general will be an asset, not just us, because you don't want to be playing with people who are obsessed with us.
I mean, people who are obsessed with us sometimes probably have big brains though, and they probably can expand to other areas of trivia.
Right.
One time me and David went on a date, and this is our third date, and we went to a trivia, and the first category was RuPaul's Drag Race, and I got every answer. And the second category was Hollywood directors of like the 1940s, and David got every answer, and we were like, oh my God, this is Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah.
And then what was the next category?
2 through 10, or 3 through 10, Mama Crickets.
Ooh. It's was a it rap. Like Autumn Beals of the 1960s?
We knew nothing.
Sports, any sports.
And I try to help at trivia, but I don't really know. I don't really listen to the whole question either.
Yeah.
Like, in chemistry, water, I'm like, it's wet.
Wet,
it's
wet. Wet.
Write it down. It's wet. It's wet. Write it down. No, write it down.
Yeah, drinky.
The actual answer was H2O. I'm like,
yeah. Rigged.
We'll take a break. And we're back. Looks like Tilda Swinton in Lion Witch in the Wardrobe. Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
The Academy Award goes to Tilda Swinton. What? Just say what you're going to say. Don't fuck with me.
I don't think that Lady Gaga should win an Oscar.
Have you seen House of Gucci?
No.
Oh, but you feel about it.
I do. I feel that Nicole Kidman should win an Oscar
for the AMC.
For the AMC, but she should have got it for the AMC commercial. So if she gets it for being the Ricardos, I think that's fair game. Plus, I just learned that she smoked. She started smoking a pack a day.
For Lucy?
Yes.
Does Lucy smoke?
She smoked a pack a day. And then she quit as soon as she was done. She smoked.
She smoked to be more like the character.
Uh-huh. To sound that, to get that rasp. Hey, you guys!
But Lady Gaga is getting drunk off fake wine.
She's getting drunk off prop wine. She's getting followed by swarms of black flies, you know. Oh, yeah. She said it was time to give up the ghost, because I've been following the press, you know, all the lead up to the... She's going to make a speech no matter what. Either if she's nominated or not.
They're going to give the best actress to John Travolta.
Yeah.
And she's going to walk up there in her wig.
Yeah.
And then Gaga is going to storm the stage and be like, I can't believe this has happened. And they're going to be like, it's not happening. And she's like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. There's so many bees outside and flies. I just had to be here to say this.
Give me that prop wine. I'm going to get lit and give my speech. Maybe she thinks she's Jesus. Like she's turning water to wine.
Stigmata. It could be. Yeah.
Stigmata.
I mean, she should. That's her next high voltage religiosity. High voltage religiosity.
Le stigmate.
Stigmate.
Le stigmate.
Le stigmate. You got to see Benedetta. You've got to see Benedetta.
What are you talking about?
Benedetta, the new Paul Verhoeven film starring Virginie Efira, French medieval nun fantasy. Nuns in the Black Plague in Italy, baby. Lesbos. Lezzing out with statues of Mary dildoed up their pussies.
Work.
Stigmata.
Blasphem.
Sapphic yearning, religious devotion, and it's so good. It's so good. It is hot, sexy, flying, gorgeous.
Le stigmate,
blasphem.
I got to tell you something that I did yesterday. So, you know, the girls and I launched Serve Vodka,
which
is a vodka that's being rolled out across the United States in all the different bars, all the different territories. And I thought, I want to make a TikTok going to the bars in LA that carry it. Mm. And I'm going to get a drink at each bar.
For free.
No, I had to buy it.
Oh, wow.
Every bar charged me, yes.
Interesting.
Every bar charged me. How much is full whore drag? Full whore.
Yeah, I saw it.
4:30 p.m. Uh-huh. You saw it?
Yeah.
How did you see it?
I saw the TikTok.
No, I didn't make a TikTok yet.
No, you sent me a picture.
This was me.
You sent me a picture. You sent
it
me
looked
a picture.
So good.
You were at the bar. Yeah.
Hitting the beat. So,
hitting the beat. She's on the move.
That's me in front of the Abbey. I think people thought I was Angeline.
Oh, for sure. Totally. So I screamed into the microphone.
Yeah, Angeline. So I go to the beaches. Yeah. I get a drink. I have it. I go down to Mickey's. I get a drink. I have it. I go to Kitchen 24. Buy a round for everyone there, and I drink it and have it. And then I go back here.
Did you just stress
it? It was just weird to be in drag in West Hollywood.
Did people catcall you? Try to finger your pussy?
It was a lot of...
Pinch your butts?
That's not her. That's not her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was a lot of that's not her.
Oh,
which is great.
That is good.
And I said...
I would do the fan thing next time. Just go full Angeline. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I did do something that I thought was funny that hopefully people didn't think was mean.
What?
So I walked by, somebody went, "Are you Trixie?" And I said, "It's Carmen." I don't know what, I just went for a name and I just said, "It's Carmen." I just picked a new identity.
Carmen Electra?
I don't know.
Carmen Carrera.
I'm Carmen. Because I was like,
no, it's Cindy. Cindy Brady.
Is that Trixie? No, it's Carmen.
You dumb, uncultured fuck.
In all pink with Trixie makeup on. No, it's Carmen.
No, baby, it's Carmen.
Yes, Carmen.
It's Carmen.
Carmen's a hot name.
Gracias.
Right?
Carmen, yeah, it's extremely hot.
But you know what, though? You got to be hot to be Carmen.
Yeah.
Because Carmen is also like...
Carmen, the
ugly Carmen, not good.
No.
Carmen.
Carmen. Riding in cars with men.
But if you're hot, you're like, I'm Carmen.
Carmen.
Is Carmen a hot name?
De la Fuerza.
Mark.
Esposito.
What's a hot name?
Lisa.
No, Juliana. Anything Anna. That's what all the porn people...
Juliana's, that's pretentious.
Oh, it is?
That's Lisa pretending to be rich. Do you know what I mean?
Amelia's a hot
Mama,
name.
No. Bedelia? Amelia can't find her.
Amelia Earhart?
That was Bedelia. They asked me questions when I did Z-Way. By the way, hysterical, fun, wonderful. They asked me, she held up a picture of Amelia Earhart and said, is she a top or a bottom? Is she a piss queen or a pill queen or something like that? She like brought up receipts. Like, you never stopped talking about Amelia Earhart. I thought you would know.
Exposed.
And I'm like, I don't remember saying. And it turns out I sure did bring up Amelia Earhart plenty of times. I don't know
you
why.
You at 2 a.m. on Twitter. What is Amelia Earhart doing yeah. right now?
Yes.
We don't talk enough about Amelia Earhart. Let's have that conversation. Let's have that conversation. Where is Amelia Earhart? Where is she? Oh my God.
But guess what did they ever find her? No, they did not. No, but she's lezzing out somewhere in the Caymans.
I think that's what I said.
She's with Tupac Scissoring. I think that's what I said. I think she's in the Cayman Islands with Tupac getting ham-fisted with a bunch of, you know,
getting
Jack and Jill.
Getting pried open. Yeah. Getting pried open.
Yeah, getting opened up and roto-rooted out by hip-hop rappers. Hip-hop rappers.
I saw a Tupac poster the other day on my run. I did a 10K yesterday morning. No big deal. And I saw a Tupac... there's something called wheat papering. Do you know what this is?
Wheat paste. Madonna
wheat paste.
Did it. Madonna did it.
Okay.
I had to get it out. I'm still up there. Go ahead.
You move the mic away as if that did anything when you're going.
Why do you want it to be like wheat paste?
So when you do a campaign for a record, you can do wheat pasting. Yeah, yeah. Which is, I guess, posters stuck to the wall.
Yeah.
With wheat paste. And I guess I thought like, real celebrities had to do that. You had to be like real.
Well, Madonna.
You can just call a wheat paste place and say, can you do this? And then give them money and they'll do it.
Yeah.
So you could just do anything. You could just have your face with nothing to sell. Wheat paste it across Los Angeles if you were rich enough.
I mean, I think that's what Kylie Jenner does.
I wonder how much that billboard costs. There's one right on Santa Monica and La Cienega. How much can it cost? Because it's her all the time.
I know. Yeah. It's probably like a house. It's probably like renting a house.
Wow.
It's crazy. I didn't realize.
And they have those giant sprawling pictures of her.
Yeah. Do you know how those get up there? I saw it one night. It happens very late at night. Very late at night. And then people are huge. They're like three times the size of a regular person. It's like, that makes way too much sense.
They're not even on stilts. They're avatars. They have.
Giants walk among.
They have Sigourney Weaver in Avatar.
Six foot seventy. Yeah, she's up there
with Gina Davis, and Gina Davis is shooting arrows. That's how they get to stay up.
Yeah.
Can I show you something that I might fuck myself with? Okay. This came with Matthew.
Is that a lube syringe?
It charges. I thought it was a vape, but it charges, and I think it heats up his hole. So then when you fuck him, it's hot silicone, baby. And guess what else it comes with?
Put the hole in the micro. I'm getting
to douche
today.
Out your own cum after, so your babies get out of there. The babies.
It cleans the pot of the baby batter.
The boss baby. Baby driver. Baby driver.
Baby driver.
Daughter of mini
driver.
That's
your baby driver. Wait. That gets the muck out of the sewer?
You charge this, and this is how you know it's really getting juicy. You put that in there, and I think
heat
this is a
suppository.
I think this is a heating element, yes. So when you put your dick in there, it's hot. And then I think that this is to clean out your cum once you've come in it. But I looked at the butthole, and I don't know who these... I don't know who these baby dick people are who can fit their dick in that thing. It's a corn kernel.
No. It's silicone. It's so stretchy.
A pinprick
will put an eggplant in there. Trust and believe, mama. Trust and believe. Jennifer, ring a bell. Couldn't even see it. I had to palpate.
I told him about Jennifer, and he's afraid of you now.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, the last person who fucked
that neck.
This person had no head, no arms, and no legs, and got thrown down a dumpster, Matthew.
Not before they were dick the death down.
Honey, dick the death. Dick of death,
no,
honey.
Not the dick of death, the dick of a dead person. That.
There's a difference. Yeah. One you want.
Mine's gray, never gets hard. Ooh.
Do you think you'll be found dead?
Yes, hopefully. Well, I mean, I would prefer not to be.
Like, do you think you'll die in a way where you go to the hospital? Or do you think you'll die in a way where, like, we don't hear from you and you're at your house dead?
Well, I thought that happened a little while ago. And it was.
You thought you died?
Yeah. And it was like, you know, it was just a boilerplate psychedelic experience. But it was so intense that I thought, because you die often in these experiences. But I was like, oh, is it really happening? Of course it's not. But it's, you know, but
you
it's
die?
True. Yeah, it's true every time when it's a really like intense like that. If for all of your critical observing faculties and sensory input, indicates that you're no longer with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. But then I was like, oh, I don't want to be found and I don't want to create a mess. So like people are going to have to clean up. They're going to have to organize. They have to, a lot of stuff going on. If you're like, just slip on a banana peel and then get, you know, killed in your apartment.
I learned from Alexis Stone that it's illegal to fake your own death. She said it's some kind of like.
Fraud.
Fraud, yes.
Yeah.
But if we could fake your death,
oh, Alexa. You know what? We actually don't need your two cents right now, you stupid bitch. Sorry, you
don't. No, we'll never know what she's
young woman. Well,
are you happy you silence women?
Yes, I am. Yes, I can.
Is Alexa a hot name?
Alexa is a fake name.
What happens to people named Alexa? And they have an Alexa.
I know.
They get Google Home.
I think maybe they opt out. Yeah.
Can you change Alexa's name? No, can you be like, hey, bitch, or something?
No, but you can change it. Siri, you can change to Russian, and I did that, and it's a little tough. But she does, like, an accent. So I'll say you send me this long text, and be like, at Brian Farkas, sobshchenie. Like, she'll just say message or communication, but then she'll go, ha, ha, ha.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God. I had it for a while, and then because I'm limited in my, like, technical vocabulary, I was just like, when she would dictate, it was hysterical. Worth it. Worth it. At Brian Farkas. Ha, 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 ha. So funny. So funny. So funny.
Her laugh is still prettier than mine.
But she would do like a heavy, heavy, funny accent. Like, you're a fat bitch and must go to Weight Watchers. Like, so funny. But a female, obviously.
I would think she would almost also like contextually like, She would interpret it not just with an accent, but the way a Russian would tell you what it says.
Yeah.
Basically, actually, she say to you, she say,
actually, you're worthless and like, should I? Yeah. No.
But I don't like the way she speak to you. I don't think you should have friends like this.
Yeah, totally.
Life coach. Yeah. I think Alexa will become more and more invasive.
I think we're probably even past that point.
I mean, this is a Siri. She's here. She's on the wrist at all times.
Always listening.
She's always listening.
What are they listening for? They're listening for the purposes of their money. They want your money.
Which, you know what, I think is fine. Everybody's like, I don't like that they spy on me. I do want my browser to suggest things I like.
Right,
I do totally, want totally, that. Yeah. I'd rather do that than show me shit I don't want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it's the yeah, privacy's fun. Privacy's not fun. I'm having a stroke.
No, but can I say something that's not compassionate? When I read articles about people, so-and-so who went viral for refusing to get vaccinated dies.
Oh.
From COVID.
That's my jerk-off material.
I feel so bad saying
that's
it.
That's what I'm beaning and flicking.
I feel so bad saying it, but I'm just like, I'm glad someone's writing about this, because this person that went viral for being like, I quit my job because they tried to vaccinate me, dead from COVID. And then they show their Facebook. They'll be sharing weird anti-vax shit until, well, I'm in the hospital. Pray for me. Pray for me. And then this is someone's mom on their account. They passed last night. Yeah. I'm like.
Yeah. Just want to let you guys know, don't get vaccinated. It was a scam up to the bitter end. That's crazy. These people are probably doing cocaine and taking Tylenol with impunity. You know,
it's just really,
what's the deal? What's
on another level?
What is the problem? I'm the laziest piece of shit on earth. I don't want to do anything. I'm very Kim Cattrall. I'm 30 minutes or less. It took me more than 30 minutes to go get vaccinated. I still went and did it. Free. What's the problem? What's the issue?
Know. I don't.
If you have it available, I mean,
I don't.
It's so crazy. People are very irrational people. Guess what? Ooh, they're irrational.
I think it's a lot of groups of people who don't like being told anything.
Of course.
And it's a lot of groups of people who have been so ignored by the health system and the government that they're not trusting enough to do anything. Mm-hmm. And so it's a mix of ignorance and a different brand of ignorance.
It's a perfect storm. It's a conglomerate of a confluence of ignorances.
Oh, people in my building. Murder.
Murder. Deaths.
Well, it is what it is, Santa.
At the end of the day, Diva, it is what it is.
And that's dolls T-Mom. The dolls, Diva.
You gotta live or don't. I've been watching, so I was a guest on The Pit Stop that'll be airing soon.
Fun!
I tried to keep it positive. I did not do a very good job of that.
Oh, no. Well, we want you to be honest. I'll say that as a host. We want you to be honest.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, the producer, when we were wrapped, of course, he gave me the very helpful feedback that I was a total bitch. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, but you know what, though? Brett Favre, sports, the Packers.
His little
this
dick.
This is my sports.
His little dick.
His teeny little weenie. No. People yell about sports all the time. That's mm-hmm. That's the whole point. If we didn't have sports, half the country would be dead because they wouldn't yell and they would just waste away. Do you know what
they
I mean?
They have no way to expend energy.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, just like, dead. You know, but people yell about sports. They're passionate about things that they have no expertise on or they have strong opinions about and they love to yell. But at the end of the day, it's all
the
sports.
And the dolls. Yeah. Well, I mean, I will say when I was hosting The Pit Stop, we want people to be positive, but also if you're too negative, we can't really use it. It's kind of the same as judging. You can't say your body looks like shit. You can say
highs and lows. Yeah.
You can say, I love your shape. It would be even better if.
Yes. Well, it's phrasing. It's if you're a judge too, that's like, I'm an observer. I am a veteran observer. Of course, I feel like I have carte blanche to say whatever. I don't, but I feel that way. Because at the end of the day, if I'm expressing bad, it's like, oh, that was a shitty episode. I don't want the show to be canceled.
Yeah, but it will because of you.
Well, you know, maybe they should suck on some dead juice in an episode. Get some necro vaping in a mini challenge.
Well, sometimes also storytelling, when you say, I hate it, that's not interesting. It's interesting to say what you would have liked to see. It's interesting to see what could have been done differently.
That's what we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't just
it makes
like,
me think you're like
shutting down. Yeah. I was like, ugh. I was doing groans and stuff, of course, but I was like, then I would say, you know what? That was brave.
That's shadier than anything. It was a choice. That's also shady. That was brave.
I don't think that.
But you know what, though? I think you watched it as a toddler with two pigtails in a chair and they're trying to feed you peas and you're going.
That is bizarrely accurate because also the meal they fed me while I was watching
peas?
It was this fucking rotten vegetable dish from Tender Sweet Green or something. And I was like,
yeah,
where's my chocolate bar and my glass of milk?
Well, I know. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was a lot, but
when I work with you and they say, what do you guys want? I usually go,
cigarettes and candy,
Tender Green, Chipotle, Domino's, That's pretty just much good.
Just think about like a 14-year-old who hasn't had sex yet. That's what you. that's the palate.
That's how we're eating. And yeah, we're gonna need 2 chocolate shakes.
Don't get me. You know, see, the thing is, you can't really overestimate the power and the impact of a lovely shake.
Chocolate shake, girl.
Any kind of shake. I'm talking any shake. Smoothie shakes. Nutritional shakes.
But a good old like McDonald's chocolate milkshake. Or fuck me
dark
up.
Chocolate milkshake from Häagen-Dazs.
I might as well be drinking just a quart of cum.
Yeah. Big just, chunky cum with all them the parts giblets. That chip your teeth.
The giblets.
Yeah. The congealed parts. Little fragments of baseball.
Have you ever come on someone who's really hairy?
Oh.
They're fine tooth combing.
I know. They're sifting.
Jelly jar cum.
They're sifting fucking confiture.
Me, yeah. Hairless, the cum runs off me like a dolphin.
Yeah.
Right? Just whoosh, gone.
The chunks stay and then it
and
just.
And the water, yeah, it dehydrates itself.
Separation anxiety.
I look down, I have 3 crack rocks on my belly. Dehydrated crack rocks. But hairy guys,
yeah.
They're like, oh, I have to take 3 showers.
Yes.
Because this cum is in there.
It's in there. Yeah, it's matted in with the lice and the mites.
You got to be careful where you get the cum because it's like a whole clean process now.
Yeah, do you fetishize the do you really, do you pay a lot of attention and put a lot of stock into where the cum ends and how it gets there and all that stuff? I know a lot of guys seem to be preoccupied with that.
Where did you nut? I noticed that in straight porn, it's a lot more on the face than in gay porn.
Do you think there's a humiliation aspect to that?
I guess, but...
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's necessarily
jokey.
Humiliating.
Coming on the face is jokey. Also, I've done it, and I've been come on the face, and it just makes me want to laugh.
Well, yeah, because
the person's like, you can put your tongue out, but like, no.
Nobody wants that.
And then you're squinting, and it's sometimes ropes of semen coating your face, and you're like.
It's either like, oh, or like, there's not a really elegant way to receive that gift.
No.
And I'm on the part of the person who's about to enjoy that. I'm wondering like, is there a particular place or placement of the cum on the face that is ideal? Or is it just the sheer volume?
I'd rather see cum on the ass or cum on the dick
or
than cum on the face.
I think around the, like wherever it was going, like cum on the pussy or cum on the hole. Absolutely.
Approximate area.
Cream pie.
Arm's length.
Yeah. The face, I just like, you just went.
Well, isn't cream pie pushing the cum out? You come in and then the cum comes out. It's perhaps. More of a Groundhog's Day situation.
Come in, come out, come in.
Turtle,
come out.
Turtle head in it.
Turtle head, yeah. What was that noise? Oh, the cushions. Okay.
My poor couch.
Yeah,
my couch is poor. It's from Pavo. West Elm.
Pavo. West Elm's not poor.
It isn't?
I don't think so.
Then it's rich.
But it is white and it is leather, which is very brave.
It's awful. I hate this couch. I don't even like, I never even sit on here and watch TV because I dread this couch, period.
What are you doing here? Living in prison in your own home?
I'm having a new one made. It's taking forever.
Well, that you know what? I had to not custom one, that CB2 thing. I had to wait 6 months. Isn't that crazy?
No, because they tell me that when you go to CB2 and you go, can I have this? And they go,
they say no.
No. I go, but it's here. It's literally right here. And they're like, it's the floor model. I said, I understand that it's on the floor. I'm also a model. Can I have this? It's an item that's here.
I will take it. I will rip it off this floor and drag it home the 75 feet to my house.
And I'm like,
full price.
No. And they're like, no, it's 6 months to a year to get it shipped to you.
Is it a drug front? Is CB2 for crack bullshit in two-way radios? What is it? What is that?
There's a nail place called CVT2.
Oh.
I mean, those bitches go in. When you go out of there, they file your feet. I leave there 2 inches shorter.
What are they doing with all that skin? Selling it?
I think they're making furniture.
It takes 6 months to have a skin couch. Now that actually makes some sense. We're connecting the dots here.
Yeah. So I hate this couch. I'm ready for it to go. It's just terrible and it's just horrible. And I have all these pillows that Netflix used to send me about a pillow a week when we were filming from home.
That's right. So just all that extra furniture
with pillows.
Yeah. Remember Sage stepping in.
Queen.
Sage stepping in to arrange the furniture remotely. For me, I did not understand how to do that.
We'll never go back to shooting any television from home as long as I live.
No, I won't either. And I think it's for 2 different reasons. Number one, you won't you stop the insanity. But number two, I don't still know how to do it.
You really don't.
I don't.
You really flatly refuse to grow at that time at all.
I refuse to obtain a skill set that I was not interested in acquiring. For example, when they say, hey, would you like to go to school to learn this new thing that we will then include in your job description now? I said, I don't think so.
You know what else? You're not looking to take jobs from lights and sound people. But you know what? Back to what we first talked about.
What?
Meeting people at work. I think it's fine.
It is.
People at Trixie Cosmetics started dating, I'd be like, you should tell us all. And we should all know that you are. And if you break up, we should have some decorum with how we still conduct ourselves at work.
Professionally.
But meeting people at work is very healthy. Jim and Pam. Callum and Liam. What were their names?
Liam and Callum.
No, what were
Callum
their names in the Liam. UK one? Dawn. Tim and
Dawn. Dawn and Tim.
Tim and Dawn.
Tim and Dawn. Dawn and Tim. Christmas special.
Lucy Davis just lives, she lives close to me. We were supposed to go see Golden Girls, but we were afraid because of COVID.
You know her?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yes.
And from Sabrina?
Yes. I met her at Kiernan's Christmas party. We got drunk on wine and just cackled because everyone was 18 and we were just turning up.
Wow, yeah. She's so fab.
She's so beautiful and funny.
She lives around here?
Yeah, right over there. I would love to have her on the pod.
We've got a giant we're thing not here doing that good should as far have been. As guests. Yeah. Oh, no, you're fascinating, honey. Tell that story again.
You know what? Yeah. For a guy who looks like that, it's pretty interesting.
It is pretty interesting, yeah. At least he's doing sheer set.
Nice I think set. Men who look like this, I think at this point, gay men. How are you? Thanks for coming on the pod. Silence of the Lambs.
My dog. Don't hurt my dog. You have no idea the pain I can bring you.
Well,
love the suit.
If you love the pod, make sure you subscribe and tweet us once in a while. Take some clips and you know what people do that I don't approve of?
What, Photoshop titties on me and start
people
jerking
people make
off
like
to
best of compilations of us, put them on their channel and get millions of views.
Oh, and then they're monetized, right?
I think so, because I think it's legal on YouTube to make like a clip show and monetize it. I don't
How
much
is
like
that, legal?
That. However, if you do want to make a clip show of this show and you're good at it, why don't you reach out to us? Because maybe we could flat
throw
rate buy them from you and
you
then we'll put them on our channel. That could be fun.
You know, at the end of the day, not only is it what it is, but I think at the end of the day, I'm not going to split hairs over that because people are enjoying, people are making money, people are laughing.
I guess, but.
And it's us. It all comes back to us. You know, they're like, hey, love it. So those are funny, but I loved your editing skills. Can we give you $1 million?
But what if I had a TV channel where I showed clips of my favorite shows and charged you a subscription service? That's fucking crazy. That's what YouTube is.
Well, see, that I don't want.
Well, that's
Although
what this is.
I pay for YouTube Premium.
So do I, and I'll never stop.
I would never.
I love YouTube Premium.
When a friend who is, a lot of times I roll with circles who are a little well-to-do, and they show me a pull up their phone and watch a YouTube video, and there's
an ad comes
I
up.
I swat the phone out of their hand into the trash, and then I fuck them.
Well,
I am so curious. I was like, it's $10 a month, isn't it?
When the ad comes up, I grab them and I grab their hand. And I go, are you poor? By the way, it's not rich to have YouTube Premium.
No. And every
less than a
media company
service.
has an OnlyFans. It's a lot. They need pruning. But I would rather go without applesauce one day a month.
Not to mention TV, and we've done TV. Big companies. YouTube Premium is what helps the independent develop. Yeah. Like the independent people get paid.
Yeah.
The content creators you like.
Yeah.
So
give the big girl some shots.
Their
channels are good and juicy.
Here we go.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.